It is my pleasure to bring upon you today's No Sweat News. Eastside Dave is right there.
That's me. Hello,
even,
good morning.
Even Gotz is here, too. Isn't that great?
Let's start boozing.
All right, 7:24 is the time. These are the ones that could get you the 30 seconds to Mars tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. Well, those of us who have been sitting at the No Sweat News desk for a long time will not be surprised at the new study, and perhaps you won't be surprised either.
Okay.
At the new study that does indeed prove people are getting stupider and stupider and stupider.
Okay, not surprised at all thus far.
Researchers in Norway studied IQ tests between 1962 and 1991, and they found that every generation was dumber than the one before it by about 7 IQ points.
Oh, my God.
One generation counts about 7 years. If I were not stupid, I would be able to do the math.
Well, it's basically like we're walking Neanderthals at this point.
Researchers accounted for all the possible factors. 3 things stood out. The quality of education getting worse, nutrition getting worse, and every generation has more and more exposure to media.
There you go.
Dumbing us all.
No duh.
No Einsteins in our near future.
I mean, I hate to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. We thought the internet and social media was going to make us all communicate with one another and enhance our IQ, and it's actually made us a lot less intelligent.
There are 2 possible saving graces to this study, gentlemen.
Oh.
The study out of Norway only looked at IQ tests for men.
Oh, boy.
Did not look for women.
Yeah.
We don't know if you ladies are getting as dumb as we are. It's certainly possible.
But probably
that
not.
Those of you with the ovary system may not be getting stupider with each generation.
Yeah, I bet you they're not.
Wouldn't surprise me if they weren't.
That's the problem.
There is the other savings grace. According to the researchers, they said people can improve their IQ when they are teenagers by doing a lot of studying and staying away from media. But have a look around.
Right.
Enjoy your dumbness. Wallow in the sty of stupidity.
Yeah, I mean, the study just said, hey, if they put down the computer and iPad and iPhone and read more, they'll be more smart. Well, yeah, thanks.
Oh, well.
What I've already tried telling my kids, I don't know, 8 billion times.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
It ain't happening.
They're a generation raised on YouTube and iPhones. Trust me when I tell you.
What's your excuse?
Video games.
My excuse is I'm as dumb as they are.
Dateline, Oklahoma City for story number 2. Are you familiar with the Twin Peaks restaurant chain?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Twin Peaks. It's kind of like a Hooters, but out west. It's not the one based on the TV show, unfortunately. It's a smaller chain, same idea, suggestive name, so-so food, servers in revealing outfits.
Oh.
Well, enter Rachel Tyler. She was recently hired by a Twin Peaks in Oklahoma City, and her first shift was on Thursday, but she didn't make it to the end of the day because just a few hours after she started, her manager caught her using a skimmer to steal customers' credit card information right there at the front checkout.
Wow, first day, huh?
Dumber and dumber we go.
Wow, well, hey, at least she's a go-getter for crime.
Well, you know
I mean, she's
quite inspired.
She's self-motivated, to break the law.
If it were me, I would do it on day 2 just so I can, case the joint a little bit.
You gotta look around a little.
And Dateline Colorado for our 3rd and final story of the day. It's a No Sweat News follow-up. Remember last week when everyone you know saw the video of that FBI agent dancing in a bar?
Yep. Yeah, he did the backflip, gun went off.
Right, accidentally shot someone when his gun fell out of his waistband after he did the backflip. Well, here's where we're at. 29-year-old FBI agent Chase Bishop has been arrested, charged with second-degree assault.
Ooh, wow.
A retired FBI agent who does media interviews had this to say, quote, this agent should have taken better care to conceal and secure his weapon. Duh.
It's called putting a safety on.
Quote, even before he lost control of it, you can clearly see the weapon's outline against his shirt in the video. And that's an egregiously unacceptable concealment effort. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he had one of those awesome, gun holders strapped to his shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's an FBI agent. If anyone had the right to have one of those straps, it would have been him.
The expert adds, And knowing he was armed, he may have elected to avoid the dance-off completely.
Yeah.
That would be my decision.
That's probably the best.
By the way, you know what? It worked out for one guy. The bar said the person who was shot is welcome to complimentary drinks forever.
Good.
At the bar.
Well, there you go. You got something out of it.
There you go, Gots.
He can shoot me any day then.
There it is.
All right, actually.
Twice on Saturday night, right?
I actually know an FBI agent, Gots. So,
there you go. Tape Meg, you get free drinks for the rest of your life.
Agent Mulder, can you come to the Rat Studios and shoot Gots?
Please.
Thank you.
All right. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll be back with the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.